We continue now with lesson 109 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are advancing still further into the 26th Perek today with Mishnayos number 5 and 6, Perek Chavov, Mishneh Hey, and Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Hey. Elu Oros Temeyin Midros. The following leather utensils or leather garments are tome medras, meaning if a zav sits upon them or lies upon them, reclines upon them, it becomes like the leather blanket or whatever is mikabel tuma and is an av hatuma. It's tome medras. Number one, or shechishev olav l'shotiyach. If you have a strip of leather and you say, oh, that will make a wonderful carpet, meaning a carpet that one in ancient times and still today in certain parts of the world is something you sit upon. So if he had that machshava, this is now a seat, a moshav, or a mishkov, and therefore, if the av lies upon, the zav lies upon it or sits upon it, it is now tomei tumas medris, it is an av hatuma. Similarly, or skurtia. Similarly, a piece of leather that is made as a kind of an apron or as a tablecloth. It would seem that in those times, aprons and tablecloths were not only used as we today would use aprons and tablecloths, but they were also sometimes spread beneath a person so that he could or she could sit upon it. Or ketavulya. And the same thing is true of an or ketavulya, which is a kind of a blanket spread upon the bed, which also is sometimes slept on. Or hachamor, or the hide, the strip of hide that donkey drivers use to put upon their clothing, and they sit upon it. Or hakaton. And similarly, the person who works with pishton, with flax, with linen, and he doesn't want all the straw and chaff of the linen to get all over his clothing. So he also has this kind of an apron of leather, which he sometimes sits upon. Or hakatof, and similarly, a person who's a carrier, like a water carrier, a porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, who carries heavy packs upon his shoulder, sometimes puts on his shoulder beneath the pack a strip of leather so that the pack will not scratch or blister his skin. Or harofe, the leather apron which a doctor, which means a bloodletter, someone who deals with wounded people, doesn't want blood to get all over his clothing, so he wears this kind of a leather apron. Or hoariso, the leather which is spread around the crib or cradle of a child, or halev shel koton. This is a leather which is used as a bib, so that the koton who drools and spits up the food will not get upon his clothing. Or hakar, or a leather on top of a pillow, or haksas, the leather hakeses, or the leather upon a blanket. Midras, all of these are mekabel tumas medras because they are used for sitting upon or lying upon. However, or hasoruk, the leather which upon which one winds the combed wool, or hasoruk, or hasorek, the leather which he who combs wool ties around his knees when he does the combing process. Here, it is not so universally accepted that it's metame tumas medras. Rabbi Eliezer oimer midras. Rabbi Eliezer says that just like the whole above list, beginning with or shechishev olav l'shetiyach and or sekutia and or ketuvliya, etc., right down for Rabbi Eliezer, including or hasoruk v'or hasorek, are mekabel tumas medras because sometimes and quite often people sit upon it or lie upon it or recline upon it or whatever. However, The Chachamim Amrim Tumei Meis. The Chachamim say no, it's Mekabel Tumas Mes, but it's not Mekabel Tumas Medris, because they're not made, they're not designed to be sat upon. And the Halacha is like the Chachamim. Moving on to Mishneh Vov, Av Kisus, the thick piece of leather which is placed upon clothing to cover clothing, Visachrich Kisus, and similarly, a thick piece of leather which is used to wrap around clothing, Midras, they are Mekabel Tumas Medras, because sometimes these pieces of leather are used to sit upon. Av Argomon, however, the thick piece of leather which is used to cover wool, which is dyed the color of Argomon, that purplish type of color, Visachrich Argomon, or strips of leather which are used to wrap clothing, which is dyed, wool clothing, which is dyed this color, Beshamai Yomer Medris. Beshamai says they too are Mekabel Tumas Medris, because sometimes you will sit upon them. Beis Hillel says no one's going to sit upon them, because Argomon is very valuable. It's a fancy type of material, and therefore people are careful not to sit upon it, because you don't want to get them dirty or torn or whatever. So therefore, the leather coverings of Argomon are not Tomei Tumas Medris, but only Tumas Meis. Or Sha'aso Chipui Lakli, a piece of leather which is made to cover a vessel as a covering to protect it from dust or whatever. Tohor, it is not Mekabel Tumah at all. Lemishkolos, however, a strip of leather which is made to cover weights, weights, so that the weights do not become rubbed off, which would make them weigh less, etc. Tomei, they are Mekabel Tumah, because it would seem that the leather around the weights begin to develop a base kibbul. A little groove is shaped in them so that the weight has a place to be, as opposed to simply passively covering an object. Just covering an object, Tanakhama says, it's Tor. But if it's covering weights, then it does develop a base kibbul, and it is Tomei, it is Mekabel Tumah. However, Rabbi Yossi mitaher mishum oviv. Rabbi Yossi, in the name of his father, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi b'Chalafta, he said, no, even the leather which is used to cover mishkolos, which is used to cover weights, is not mekabel tumah, is tohor. Why? Because he holds from a rule that kol ha'osui l'chipui tohor. Anything that's made simply as a covering or a blanket upon something else, that is never Mekabel Tumah, and the Halacha is like the Tanakhama. And so we have finished Mishnayos 5 and 6 of Perek 26, and the process have concluded lesson 109.